good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Luke 6:38 tells us, "Give, and it shall be given to you." Many of us want to give to people we love and causes we believe in, but fear stops us. We're afraid that if we give, we might not have enough left for ourselves. So instead of sowing, we hoard our seed and miss the harvest God promised us. Why? Because on some deeper level, we wonder if God would actually bless someone like us. Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over." If a bank promised that kind of return on your investment, you'd beat a path to their door, right? But banks can fail, and bankers can't always be trusted. Whereas God has never broken a promise. Here's an important Bible truth. When you open your hand to God, He opens His hand to you. And God has a bigger hand. But as well as learning to give, you must learn how to receive. Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap." When God gives back to you, He often does it through people, all kinds of people. So don't let pride or prejudice stop you from receiving from others, because God wants to give them a harvest on the seeds they sow into your life. Don't circumvent the harvest, yours or theirs. Never hesitate to give to a true servant of God. 2 Chronicles 20 tells us, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." When God moves you to sow a seed, it's because he has a harvest for you to reap. Don't miss it. There's a challenge from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.